Chapter 21, Finding Vibrational Alignment with Your Inner Being. It's of great value to have continual awareness of the vibrational relativity between your current point of focus and the point of focus of your inner being. If you'll remember that the attention of your inner being is upon the outcome that you desire, and then if you'll try to find vibrational alignment with your inner being, you will then find vibrational alignment with your desired outcome. There are many valuable and good-feeling reasons to try to align with your inner being or source or who you really are. For instance, that non-physical part of you is the sum of all that you've become and is therefore extremely wise. That non-physical part of you is source energy and is therefore the vibrational equivalent to love and well-being. That vibration of your inner being is pure, positive energy, resistance-free by your standards, and is therefore extremely powerful and effective. So, when you make the effort to come into closer vibrational alignment with that non-physical part of yourself, you open yourself to that wisdom, love, well-being, and power. When you are in alignment with your source, you experience the clarity, vitality, enthusiasm, passion, and well-being that is natural to you. Am I allowing or resisting my well-being? We refer to your vibrational alignment with your source as allowing. We refer to your vibrational misalignment with your source as less allowing. The more out of alignment you become, and the less you allow your connection to your source, the more you become in a state of vibrational resistance. Resistance to thriving, resistance to wellness, resistance to clarity, resistance to abundance, and resistance to your personal well-being. Sensitivity to your emotions will help you to be aware of just how much allowing or resisting you're doing in any moment in time. The better you feel, the more you're allowing your connection to your source. The worse you feel, the less you are allowing your connection to your source. Your most important decision to make. When you decide to make your awareness of the vibrational relativity between you and your source of extreme importance, you will have made the most important decision that you could ever make, for you have now consciously activated your own personal guidance system, and you will never be lost again. When you understand your emotions and what they mean, and so are able to deliberately improve the way you feel through a deliberate choosing of increasingly better-feeling thoughts, there will be no intent that you cannot easily accomplish. All things that you desire will flow quickly and easily into your experience. Now, as new intentions continue to be born within you, your belief in your ability to accomplish them will grow as well. You'll begin to feel free, invincible, eager, and joyful. You'll feel as your inner being feels, enjoying the contrast that produces the desire that summons the energy that creates worlds, riding the wave of this fast-moving current out here on this leading edge of creation. In simple terms, the vibrational relationship between you and your inner being translates into the difference between emotions that feel good and emotions that feel bad. Emotions that feel good indicate alignment with or allowing of your source, while emotions that feel bad indicate misalignment with or resistance to the energy of your source. Freedom or lack of such as perceptual. When you consider the extent of emotions that range from good-feeling ones, such as joy, love, and appreciation, all the way down to a depression, despair, fear, and grief, can you feel how empowering those good-feeling emotions are and how disempowering those bad-feeling emotions are? Can you not sense the feeling of freedom on one end of the scale and the lack of freedom on the other? The good-feeling end of the emotional guidance scale matches the vibration of perceived freedom. The bad-feeling end of the emotional guidance scale matches the vibration of perceived lack of freedom. Freedom or lack of freedom is truly perceptual because, whether you understand it or not, you are absolutely free. For no one can get inside of you and offer your vibration for you, for it is only your own vibrational offering that affects your personal life experience. And so, it's of tremendous value for you to acknowledge, from your own point of view, the feeling of absolute freedom or empowerment that some emotions signal and the feelings of utter bondage or disempowerment that are pointed out by others. Your inner being or source understands that you are free, under all conditions, to create what you desire. But when you perceive that you are not free, those negative emotions that ensue of depression, despair, or fear point out your misalignment. Your inner being, or source, understands that you are free under all conditions to create what you desire. So when you perceive that you are free, you feel those confirming, matching, aligning feelings of positive emotion that indicate your alignment with source. Now, When you conclude that nothing is more important than that you feel good, you've come to the most important realization of all, for you've now decided to deliberately manage the vibrational relationship between you and your source. You've decided to use the guidance system that you were born with to monitor and control the vibrational relativity between your current focus and subsequent vibration and that of your inner being. You have decided to tend to your connection with your source. You have decided to thrive rather than pinch off your connection. You have chosen clarity, vitality, eagerness, abundance of all things you consider to be good, and joy.